Radio KMAN here. Sound like CBS had a little issue there with their on their technical side, so we'll try to get that fixed. We're chatting here today with Ron Wells, Raleigh County Commission Chair, about all things Raleigh County government here. We mentioned you'll have a meeting coming up here with Governor Kelly, it sounds like next month here, to talk about the LAVTR. And that sounds pretty encouraging here. At least you're going to get that much. Do you anticipate anything will come from that?
Well, I just have a good feeling. I've used my mother's intuition many times in my life, and it's usually never fails. And I just had an idea that she would be receptive to listening. And like I say, I have to start someplace. Mm-hmm. And then I do have another local senator and legislator that wants to be at that meeting too. So I realize the state has their expenses and problems, but one thing about this too is some of the legislators, the one that I talked to, they always point their finger at a governor's fault or this and that, but this particular item here covers six governors. So it's the legislator outnumbered the governor. Mm-hmm. It's their job to take care of the state of Kansas, you know. And, like I say, another case in point, driver's license and motor vehicle department down here in Manhattan, the state is dumping more and more and more onto counties without the funds. And so out of a total of expense down there and driver's license and stuff, you know, we have probably 12 people that has to take care of driver's license and vehicles and things. And the state covers about five of them in reimbursement. And our total expenses of about $750,000. And that leaves us, the county taxpayers, picking up about $362,000 of that. So we're subsidizing the state again. And I can't imagine what it would cost them to come in here and rent an office or build a building and hire the people to do this at the expense they would have. So I would think, bottom line, they should at least cover our costs. And but that's another thing that people pay for and don't realize. And it's just one thing after another. And I just think now's the time to try to get a reversal on this, because the state starts showing some good income. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to keep pushing as hard as I can on it to get the mill levy reduced through money coming back that belongs to us on those two statutes.
Again, talking with Ron Wells, Raleigh County Commission Chair here. Well, the vehicle registration, yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize that's you guys that take care of that here at the expense here. That's kind of a thankless job to the people who work down there, that office. They have a lot, kind of a hard job to do here sometimes.
It is, and on that mortgage registration fee, part of that money goes to the National Heritage Trust Fund. I mean, so there again, if it was, a larger percent, but 0.0025%, and it pays for work that we actually do. So that's one of the disheartening things. And then the way the legislature, that was a very quick turnaround on that one. They did that very quickly, and so I just wanted people to know that there's an impact to what the state does very heavily on the local government.
You know, and it's got to be frustrating from a county commissioner standpoint here, because, you know, you don't have a lot of people attend your meetings.
Right.
And so, you know, I think a lot of folks in the general public are clueless to where their tax dollars go. So this is kind of a nice little education piece here for a lot of them.
Well, I watch Facebook, and of course, people, there's a lot of misinformation too, mm-hmm. but we're the ones that bear the brunt of the punishment, because the state spends it and points a finger at us. And community corrections, now that's a state function. And this year, the budget, we had to allow some money for community corrections. So what happens, that's a double-edged sword, because if we help them a little bit because the state cut back, then the next year the legislators say, oh, well, see, we can cut some more back because the county will take care of it. Well, we're taking care of juvenile detention. That's a very expensive endeavor, you know. The legislators not taking care of juvenile detention, if you see by the facilities in Topeka and all the damage is done and the buildings tore up, and they're certainly not taking care of mental health. And on a sidebar, the Crisis Intervention Center money, about $700,000+. Well, guess what? The state just took that out of the $5 or $6 million that should have been in Raleigh County. So technically, Raleigh County furnished that money. The citizens here did.
Well, and I know we had Robin Cole on here recently. The state's doing something with I don't think it's with the crisis. Well, it is with the crisis stabilization center here. Mm-hmm. With the lottery ticket sales will help fund that, and that's I don't know if that's a good revenue source or not, but.
Well, I don't know on that lottery. It's I think when it first came out, people were kind of duped on the fact, and I was too. It was led to believe that it was going to go to education, or a lion's share of it, which I think a little tiny bit of it does. But not the best way I think to make money, because a lot of the impact is on people that maybe have a habit. The dollar spent at the casino or whatever are dollars that's not spent here in Manhattan.
Hmm. Fair enough. You know, we're chatting with Raleigh County Commission Chair Ron Wells here. Your meeting yesterday here, you guys discussed the tax auction, I guess it was here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that was very well run here. It sounds like for the second year in a row, almost all the taxes collected, it sounds like.
We got all the taxes except for $12. And when I've come on the commission, the previous commissioners, myself, we started getting the county to start getting caught up on these because they were letting them go for many, many, many years. And then, of course, the people that didn't pay their taxes, they knew there wasn't any threat to, it'd be many, many years. And the interest rate was very low. Well, we started picking the ball up, and we did about a five-year tax thing and had a lot of properties the first year as we was getting caught up. And so now we're doing it year by year. So we're always current, and people know that this county is serious about collecting the tax money. So people are doing a lot better job. As a matter of fact, there's people came in right up to the day of sale and paid their taxes. And there was two homes that the people were just going to let them go to tax sale. One of them, there was city money involved on some a grant on some type of updating or something that would have been lost, because when you buy a house on a tax sale, the liens are gone, everything's gone. You just, whatever you bid on it, that's what you pay. And in this case, the assistant counselor was able to convince these two people to sell their homes and get a little bit of money, and it worked out very well for them. And then the city is going to get their money on that. So we've been very successful in getting these up to current, and so now we have very few properties on these tax auctions now.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, because then that helps you pay your bills.
Oh, absolutely. That's why do you and I want to pay somebody else's taxes, basically, is what it's doing. If you let them go, because we already, it's a four-year lag, so we're already paying their taxes for them until we can catch up. And I just couldn't understand why I've had some people, just one or two, talk to me about how cruel or mean, and you shouldn't make people, they shouldn't be past due, and you shouldn't be selling their house and stuff. Well, at some point, you have to take care of the rest of the taxpayers, the people that do it correctly.
And another thing here from yesterday's meeting was you guys kind of did like a little halfway through the year, seeing where expenses are at here with most departments. And a lot of departments, it looks like, are doing pretty well in their spending here, spending habits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we to get the mill levy where it was, we asked them to go through one more time. And that's the fortunate thing fortunately, Raleigh County has very top-notch employees, and they work for the county. They help each other out. I sit with other counties, on meetings, and I couldn't believe the amount of infighting, and this department doesn't like that department, and they're robbing help or they're bad-mouthing. But in Raleigh County, if one department would happen to have some excess funds towards the end of the year and one department is coming up short, they'll transfer. I mean, our departments all work together, and they went to bat for us and managed to scrape out lower a little bit more before we got into the final mill levy. And And great staff. Can't say enough about them. We're going to be losing probably some key personnel in the next few years, and it's very, very tough and very expensive to replace them. So I try to encourage them to at least stay in there as long as I am.
That's a long time, though, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. This was going to be it, but I went and looked. The Conservation District took us out on a tour last month, and we looked at some projects and things, and some pond, a nice big pond designed to have retention and detention up at the north end of Wildcat. We looked at cover crops where I don't think a 5-inch rain could even run off of the field. We looked at terracing, and I think if we can get 20-25 more retention basins built, which we could do if we had some of this state money back, we could assist people. But I have one person west of Manhattan that owns a fairly sizable piece of property with a lot of drainage willing to do that on her property. But I'm sure with a little bit of assistance, and of course the Conservation District will do the engineering and everything. They don't have much money to operate with because being a government agency, the government hasn't been funding them like they should. And Raleigh County, they haven't asked for an increase from us. So, but if given a few years, I think we can slow some more water coming in, because right now the water in Wildcat is very well accounted for at the upper reaches, because there's not much else you can do. The farmers are terracing. They're keeping all the water they can on their property. Real heavy ground cover. And it's working very well up there. So the biggest problem came when the water gets to Manhattan. There were some things done that shouldn't have been. And like I said, I've only lived there 74 years, so I can't tell you what all happened before me, but I can tell you what happened in the last 74 years. Scenic Drive is one thing. It was an engineered bridge. And my question when they built it was why they ran it downhill into the creek on the south end instead of over. The water was over it three times. And then, I don't know who did it, somebody put a big concrete wall on top of it and flooded some more properties. Which, to me, when you have water running over a bridge, you shouldn't put a concrete wall on top of it. But there's been probably several hundred thousand square feet have been filled up, 15, 20 foot of dirt, and that's where Wildcat Creek used to be as it meandered, even in flooding, towards the river. But right now, the misconception is, oh, we've got to dredge Wildcat through town. Absolutely not. Wildcat will take care of any brush pile. It'll take care of, you should have seen what it did to those three cars last Labor Day. Wildcat can handle anything that's in there, but we had water backed up down there on K-18 and the railroad bridge. We had water starting to back up to Briggs parking lot and to the Sheraton. So if you increase the water going from Scenic to K-18, now you're going to flood the Sheraton, Westside Market, Briggs, and the Chinese Buffet and stuff. So you're going to create more damage and Redbud. So right now the water's going to have to be controlled coming in. And while the city's buying out properties, that'll help relieve some of the problem of people being flooded and the cost of moving them out or fixing the property up. But absolutely, the creek is handling all the water it can, because it was right at the top of those bridges on K-18.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the biggest challenges facing this area here is that Wildcat Creek.
Absolutely.
Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Ron Wells, Raleigh County Commission Chair.